So when you hear classes, inspiring classes, we feel inspired to do a lot of service. But then afterwards, our family, professional responsibilities come up, and then we are not able to continue. Firstly, we shouldn't see the two necessarily as separate. You know, even our family responsibilities, they can also be spiritual things. Even our professional responsibilities, Krishna says, Swakarmanantamapyarcha. Through your work, worship me. So, we don't have to necessarily see that only directly devotional activities are devotional. We have to bring the devotional intention into all our activities. So, when we say our children, we say, Krishna's children, the Vaikuntha children, special souls are blessed, who we have been blessed with. We take care of them. So, like that, every relationship that we have, every obligation we have, we can spiritualize. Because see, wherever we are, people are observing us. If we are conducting ourselves well, if people around us see, if our family members see, you know, after becoming a devotee, this person has become a better human being. The more kind, more gentle, more sensitive, more helpful. If people see that in the office, they see, you know, this person has become better person, and better professional, you know, more, as I said, there are certain human virtues which everyone appreciates. And if that happens, then people are getting attracted by it. They may not immediately become devotees, but they are getting attracted. That is also service. It's preaching. I was in a university in India, and one student asked, now how can I help, how can I inspire my other students to become devotees? So I told him, by studying nicely. If you study nicely, there's no guarantee that your friends will become devotees. But if you study poorly, there's guarantee your friends will not become devotees. So, we should see even our worldly responsibilities also as a form of self-destruction. Having said that, they are not the only form of self-destruction. Because you know, we do them in worldly circumstances, so it's very easy to get material consciousness by doing this. That's why we need direct connection with Krishna. We need activities where we are directly connected with Krishna, devoted to Krishna. So, if we are inspired to do some service, and we take it up, it's vital to have like-minded people who are also inspired by it, by that service. And they will inspire us. And it is also good, if you are doing a particular service, to read or hear also about that service. In general, reading and hearing inspires, because it's like food. And after I have food, I get energy, I work. Now, after some time, it's just natural that energy goes away, and I have to eat again. So at one level, to be interested in our devotional service, we need to keep hearing regularly. But along with that, because by hearing, we may hear so many different things. So if we are inspired to do a particular service, then we should try to hear or read about that service. If I'm doing deity worship, then I should read not just about specifics of how to do deity worship, but also, you know, why deity worship is important. You know, get a more spiritual vision of that service. Associate with devotees who are doing that service, and then get an understanding from them. Which is, see how they are seeing Krishna in their service. Not just practical strategies. Practical strategies are also good. But they also give us guidance about how to do it. But also, to get spiritual vision. So, three things. General hearing, specific hearing about our service, and associating with those who are inspired in that service. By that, we can maintain our inspiration for doing our service. If we associate with others who are doing some other service, it's good. But then our enthusiasm for our service will go. If I am inspired to study scripture and teach scripture, and somebody else is inspired to do fundraising, and then they will say, you know, I raise this much funds. What is my scripture study doing? So, the easiest way to become insecure and unsteady in our service is to associate with those who are doing some other service, and their association disenthuses in our service. So even association, we need to associate with like-minded devotees, that we are inspired to do the service that we are doing.